friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Bystanders scream warnings as bear chases skier down mountain and cameras caught it all. Written by Aaron Brown. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A bear chases a skier down a mountain slope in an alarming incident on the slopes. How terrifying for the man fleeing for his life and the powerless onlookers rooting for the guy to escape. A number of people in the chairlifts at the ski resort captured the stunning incident on camera, each from different angles. They were witnessing the scary event happen from a safe distance, completely unable to assist the poor skier. Some watched in silence, while others yelled. Someone shouted, "Faster, faster, come on, the bear is chasing you! Faster, God forbid, don't look back!" At certain points in the video, the bear appears to be gaining on the man, especially as the land begins to level. Unlike the man, the bear was not relying on the mountain for momentum. The man did have the benefit of speed and gravity as he sped down the mountain. Once his skiing momentum is gone, he throws off his backpack in an attempt to escape. His last-ditch effort paid off, and he got away unscathed. Still, he definitely had a close call. The skier was initially unaware of what was happening as he moved down the mountain slope. Somehow, he ended up spotting the bear and heard the excited warnings from bystanders. Trained officers arrived to confront the bear, but the animal had already made his hasty departure. That day, a few calls were made about bears being in the area, including the ski resort where the man was chased. Bears are no stranger to the area, and the officials were planning on trying to relocate the animal. Though the bear ran off, no one was injured, and the man lives on to tell others about his terrifying encounter. God forbid this ever happens to the man again, but bear attacks do occur from time to time. Being aware of how to respond with different types of bears can definitely save a life. Mourning family is shamed for leaving up Christmas lights, so neighbors step in. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One family in Long Island, New York, was scolded through an anonymous letter for leaving up their Christmas lights for too long. And that insensitive letter led a community to rally around that family when they needed it most. Sarah Pascucci got a letter in the mail that read, "Take your Christmas lights down. It's Valentine's Day." And this rude letter really pained her, because in January, she had lost her father and her aunt less than 1 week apart to COVID-19. Sarah's father had lived with her, and he was the one who had put the Christmas decorations up. She shared that she just couldn't bring herself to take them down just yet. Also, family had other things on their mind, like funeral arrangements and dealing with the grief of losing two loved ones. "A major blow to the heart," Sarah says about the letter. "No one really knows what is going on inside the house or why we didn't take down the decorations. I couldn't believe someone would do this." Sharing about the letter on a Long Island mom's Facebook page, Sarah typed out the following. "For anyone in the Bethpage area, if you know of a person who would do something so insensitive like this, please pass along my message. Our entire family was sick with COVID starting December 24th. Within this time frame, we lost two family members, one being my father," she wrote. "He loved decorating our house every year for the holidays, ever since we were children, and he took so much pride in doing so. He did it for us, especially for my 2-year-old son, who he loved so dearly." Once the community saw Sarah's post, they filled her Facebook inbox with encouraging messages. They even sent her cards, flowers, meals, and started a GoFundMe to help the family cover the funeral cost. And another wonderful thing happened. Their neighbors started to redecorate their homes in Christmas decorations to spread cheer and show their support. "I was completely floored and overwhelmed," Sarah says, about the outpouring of love her family has received. "I didn't post it looking for pity. But people should think before doing things like this, especially right now with everything going on in the world. And looking back now, Sarah says that she is actually grateful for the letter and what has ended up bringing her family. I actually want to thank that person for bringing me all this love and support in a time when I needed it most.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
A crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.